5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it. All right, hey, thank you for joining me on this wonderful Tuesday. Now, I have something I want to share with you. I really do. I have a video that I want to share with you from when I was in LA. It wasn't from when I was in LA. There's a press conference that took place that reflected in a total lie of what happened in LA. So let me make sure we are good and golden here. You get to see all this in real time here. This is me doing it real time. All right, hold on one second. I just want to make sure that we got everything going good here. All right, because I know they like to jack around with it. I started to title this something else, but I think if I had to put that title in there, they would have most definitely would have hit the feed, and it would have been probably not long before they just took it down. So, but I'm still going to talk about the subject. All right. So let me just make sure the YouTube is good over here. You have to go in and select no kids, not for kids. And put my thumbnail there. All right. We're good now. We're good. I say we're good. If it lets me do this. All right, cool. Hey, thank you so much. Hey, if you're watching on Facebook, hit the love button only. Avoid hitting the like button. I heard that the like button really doesn't do much of anything, but if you hit the love button, it works great. It works great. All right. The progressive lies all over America. The progressive lies all over America. They lie and lie and lie. But before we get into that, let me do this. Because I want to hit it hard here. Lord, please, 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 Lord, look after your children. Lord, let us join each other into fighting this battle against this evilness that's trying to destroy our families, that's trying to destroy our country, Lord, trying to destroy our planet. Lord, allow us to be strong stewards. Lord, allow us to be your warriors in this battle that is here and the battle that is to come. Lord, please give us the strength, because people see the craziness, Lord, and people are reaching out to you like never before, Lord. And we just need to see and hear you, Lord. We seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, give me the words to combat these evil people, Lord. These people that have been possessed by demonic spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh-wee. Lord, thank you so much. Share this video. All right. So I do like praying before I get started, getting right into it. And, you know, and showing all this crazy stuff. We need prayer, right? Some people can't stand watching all of it. Some people just go like, man, this is just too much. It's like too much. Like the never ending lies from the left, the never ending demonic stuff from the left is never ending. And it's forever going on and 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 on. I mean, they don't ever quit. They don't ever quit. It's like they feel like this is something that they have to do. They feel like it's something that they have to do. So, like I said, I got this video that I want to play for you. And I will be taking your phone calls. Let me make sure that the phone system's up, because people like to listen in while the show is going on. I've noticed that, so I'm going to go ahead and get that set up now, and I'm going to play this video for you. Now, I was in LA this past weekend and went down to the Wii Spa where these grown men, or a grown man went, y'all know the story, right? Okay. A grown man, for those of you that don't know the story, I'm not sure why anyone doesn't, but there's people out there that don't. A grown man went into the restroom, to the ladies' locker room, and he exposed himself to women and children. Now, you have Antifa out there in LA fighting for these, and I'm going to say it, these perverts, these pedophiles, to go into the women's locker room and expose themselves. They said just because the Antifas, the demonic Antifa group, the organization Antifa, is saying that a grown man should be able to go into the restroom and a grown man should be able to expose himself if he believes or if he's acting out, playing out the role of a woman when he's not a woman. I mean, he's not a woman. In the real world, a man putting on lipstick in a dress is not a woman. It's a man putting on lipstick in a dress. Just like a woman, she put on pants, she's still a woman. She's just wearing pants. Not to say that women can't wear pants. You understand my point. If a woman put on a suit, a three-piece suit, it's still a woman. And some women do look good in three-piece suits. I've seen them. Look really good, actually. I have no issues with it. But a man putting on a skirt and lipstick, there's something going on with it. The pantsuit Hillary Clinton was wearing? Yeah, no. Yeah, no. Let me make sure I'm being clear on that. Yeah, no. So anyways, I know that my buddy Quincy and Josh, they were both there in LA with me, and both of them actually talked about this subject that I'm talking about as well. And I'm pretty sure both of them actually, Quincy sent me this video, and I'm pretty sure both of them actually talked about it. And let me tell you, these progressives that hate America so much and want to defund the police officers so much, they're lying. So do me a favor. If you're watching this right now, please do me a favor, because I asked people to do this when I was in LA, and thank you so much for doing it. I asked people in LA when I was there to tag police officers that you know, tag police departments, whatever city that you are in. Can you do that for me now? Let's do this again, because I'm getting ready to talk about the police department in LA. And I'm going to talk about police departments all across the country, all across the nation. So if you would, please do me a favor. Wherever you're living, I see someone in Delaware, I see Memphis, where's some other ones? Okay, people are not saying where they're from. I just saw two people say it. But wherever you are, please, hashtag do at the at sign wherever you live, the police department that is in your area. Tag them in it. Tag them in this video right now. Tag them in this video. So many people did it when I was in L.A. Yes, I see someone just, they tagged LAPD HQ. Thank you so much for that. Witty, thank you so much. Thank you so much. If you're in Indiana, Pennsylvania, tag Ohio, tag the police department right now. Tag them all, because I'm getting ready to talk about the police departments across the nation. Please do me a favor. Tag them right now. Tag all of them. No matter what state, city you are in, tag the police department. Tag them. All right. Do it for me. Because I want people to know that there are people out there that look like me that support the police officers. Seriously. And I get it. Police officers, they're between a rock and a hard place. But they need to know, with all of the way the left is pushing all of this demonic stuff onto all of us and how they're trying to defund the police department, I'm going to show you proof in this video. I'm going to talk about it. And I have the proof that back it up, where And y'all seen all the videos from LA where Antifa, they were the ones throwing stuff. They were throwing stuff at us. And then they tried to say that white supremacists were trying to prevent people in support of a sick man going into the restroom or to the locker room with little girls as white supremacists. They're calling us white supremacists. And they even go as far as alluding that the police department, the LAPD, taking orders from white supremacists. They literally said that in the video, and I'm going to show it to you. But wherever you are right now, I'm asking everybody, do the hashtag and then whatever police department, wherever your location, do the @ and whatever police department. Do both of them, hashtag and the @. No matter how you're watching this, if you have the option to put in text, do that. Do that. However you're watching this, because not everywhere there that you can view this, you're able to do that. Now, okay, let's just get over here to it, because I think it's really important. This is them in LA having a press conference. They decide to have this press conference and blatantly lie about the LAPD. I mean, just straight up lie about the LAPD. So for any police officer out there right now, and you're a woke police officer, because granted, there are some out there, just like, think about it, just like you have some bad cops, and I've talked to many police officers, and they all acknowledge it. Every now and then they have some bad cops out there because people are people and they make mistakes, and some of them just become bad cops. And they know this. It's no secret. They're not even hiding it, right? They're trying to address the issue. But just like you have some bad cops, you have some woke cops. And these woke cops, my personal opinion, are a lot worse than these bad cops, because it's absolutely disgusting. It's horrifying. It is absolutely horrifying. So let me play this audio clip for you and just listen to it, because it just runs all through me how they're lying about the LAPD.
That didn't stop them. What's going on here? What's going on in America? Don't they see what's going on across the world? Don't they see that it's improper to allow white supremacists to beat people? They're supposed to serve and protect, except they're beating and maiming our own community.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Christian Contreras, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, Contreras, C-O-N-T-R-E-R-A-S. I am one of the attorneys representing at least 10 different claimants who were protesting at WeSpa and were attacked by deadly projectiles and also almost killed by white supremacists who were ordering LAPD to violate not only the Fourth Amendment rights of our clients, but also the First Amendment rights of our clients.
Okay, I have to stop it there. I have to stop it there and take it back. Did y'all just hear what he just said? That the LAPD was taking orders from white supremacists? I have to play it again. Listen to this. See, this is how insane this is.
T-R-E-R-A-S. I am one of the attorneys representing at least 10 different claimants who were protesting at WeSpa and were attacked by deadly projectiles and also almost killed by white supremacists who were ordering LAPD to violate not only the Fourth Amendment rights of our clients, but also the First Amendment rights of our clients.
Okay, so let's get this straight. The LAPD, he is saying, that was taking orders from white supremacists to violate people's First Amendment rights. Who are these white supremacists? I was there. We didn't attack anybody. Now, there was some people that was with us that was expecting to get attacked, so they brought other items with them to protect themselves. They were expecting it, because the last time Antifa attacked people throughout the streets. And Antifa, actually, they're trying to kill people. So exactly who are these white supremacists they keep talking about? Because they keep bringing up white supremacists, but they never produce any white supremacists. I keep wondering that. Where are they? Who are they? The only white supremacists that exist are on Capitol Hill. Nancy Pelosi, she's white. Chuck Schumer, he's white. Jerry Nadler, he's white. Biden, he's white. If you want to talk about white supremacists, look no further than them, the Democrat Party, because the Democrat Party has always been the party of the KKK. This has never changed. But for him to sit there and say that the LAPD was taking orders from white supremacists, I mean, just imagine that. Imagine how that's going to look in court. Well, I mean, I guess they're in L.A., and if they find some leftist, you know, people, jury, or find a leftist judge, then we say, okay, yeah, you're right, you're right, without any evidence. This is insane. This is a lawyer literally lying.
What we saw at the Weisbaum protest were atrocious human rights violations committed by LAPD.
No, no, and no. The LAPD did a phenomenal job, my opinion. They did an absolutely phenomenal job. They arrested these Antifa members. These Antifa members, when they got violent, the police, the LAPD popped them in their backside. These Antifa people, including the guy that you see right here, this big dude right here, I got something to talk about him. But they all need a butt whooping because they lacked it when they were children. They lack respect for the community. They lack respect for the law enforcement. They just lack it 100%. But listen to some of this.
Atrocious human rights violations committed in a first world country. This is the type of stuff you see in third world countries, but we saw it here in Los Angeles, California. So we're taking legal action because LAPD refuses to follow the law. LAPD refuses to protect the human rights of individuals, and LAPD is taking orders from white supremacists. So today here, we have three different individuals who were victims of not only LAPD, but also white supremacists. First, we have Vishal Singh, who is a journalist who was documenting what was going on at Weisbaum and had his hand fractured by a deadly and violent baton strike by one LAPD officer who targeted Vishal Singh, who is someone who documents and holds these officers accountable.
Okay, so he's saying a journalist that, first he's calling him a journalist that is going out documenting police officers and trying to hold police officers accountable. That's not a journalist. That's an advocate. Someone who's going out trying to find stuff. Like, you ever see those people out there with those lime green hats on? I think they call themselves the Lawyers Guild. And all they do is like monitor police officers and make note of what police officers do. And then they try to, you know, attack police officers. That is a leftist movement right there, trying to discredit police officers, discredit the police department, and try to make it where they can defund, find a reason to defund police officers. That's what this is all about. This is all this is about. See, their main goal here, and I don't know if you can see it, there's a female behind this fraudulent lawyer here that has on a shirt talking about defund LAPD. See, straight up saying defund the LAPD. And there's a reason why, because they want Antifa to have free reign throughout the city to beat down and harm anyone that they want. They want the crime rate to go through the roof. See, LAPD showed up, and I'm going to tell y'all this. When I was there with LAPD, and it's on my feed. I even talked about it. The LAPD was approaching us because when we got close to Antifa came up and LAPD came between us, which they're supposed to do, right? To keep the peace, right? Because they're peacekeepers. They came in between us. Well, Antifa started throwing smoke bombs at us. They started throwing bottles at us. They started throwing other stuff at us, as they normally always do. But because Antifa can't get close to us, it happened in Portland, it's happened in Berkeley, it's happened in D.C. Every single time Antifa can't get close to us. They start throwing stuff, and then they end up getting in a conflict with the police department everywhere. Portland is happening in multiple locations. And for the most part, all we do, for those of us that love this nation, believe in God, want freedom, want to protect women and protect children, for the most part, all we do is sit back and watch the show. But in LA, I was a little upset. I'm going to be honest with you. I was a little upset because the LAPD was pushing us back, and they weren't pushing the Antifa members back. And one of the police officers told me, police officer said this. He said, look, we're pushing you guys back because they're throwing these projectiles. And I said, well, why don't you push them back instead? He said, because they're, and I'm adding here, because they're being violent and because they're being disruptive, we are going to end up arresting them. And sure enough, because Antifa could not fight with us, they started fighting with the police. It happens every single time. And guess what? They started getting arrested, Antifa, because they started physically fighting with police. They started pushing on the cops, started throwing stuff at the cops because they can't get at us. These people are filled with demonic spirits, Antifa. And Antifa just don't exist within the, you know, the small groups. They have a large community. Antifa exists in lawyers, doctors, judges, politicians. Antifa exists like that. And they all say it's not an organization, it's a movement. Oh, well, correction. It is in an organization. Antifa organized to be there that day. They are an organization. But these people are lying.
You will also hear from Jessica, who was struck by a deadly projectile in the ass. She was struck by a deadly projectile in the butt, and she was hit by batons in her arm. And she's here today courageously speaking up against what happened at the We Spot protest. And you also have here Alejandro, who was stabbed 3 different times by white supremacists who were being protected by LAPD. And not that, only being protected.
That is a total lie. That's a total lie. This dude came up to us. And just mad. He's not the whoever stabbed him, if he actually was stabbed. I don't know if he was actually stabbed or not. I really don't care. He could be faking it for all I know. But you can't sit there and tell me that he was stabbed in front of the police and the police just sit there and watched it. That don't even sound right. It doesn't make a lick of sense. As much as the police officers were pushing back on some of us on the side of history, on the right side of history, the police officers were pushing back on us. And there was a lot of us that was getting frustrated with the cops because they wanted to get at Antifa. And I get it. I get it. But us fighting with cops doesn't help anything. So, there's no way that the LAPD saw someone, got stabbed in front of them, and did nothing. It doesn't happen. Doesn't exist.
Taking orders by these white supremacists. White supremacists were ordering LAPD to attack these protesters who were exercising their First Amendment rights.
There it is again. They keep, they bring up the white supremacists and they're saying that the white supremacists ordered the LAPD to attack these sick Antifa people that are supporting pedophilia. Who are these white supremacists giving the LAPD orders? Who is it? It's ridiculous.
So we'll hear from Vishal Singh first, and then the other individuals affected.
I forgot to mention, my name is Humberto Guizar, H-U-M-B-E-R-T-O, G-U-I-Z-A-R, and I'm from the Justice X legal group. Okay, we're fed up with this. We saw what happened with the bombing of the fireworks. The LAPD's out of control. So we have to, we have to do everything we can to protect the public, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, do y'all seriously hear this? Do y'all seriously hear this? The LAPD's out of control, but they don't say anything about Antifa and even BLM destroying millions and millions and millions of property damage. They say nothing about that, but they're upset because the LAPD did a phenomenal job. Thank you, LAPD, for doing your job. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But what's happening here, they held a press conference and you notice they don't have anyone there to dispute what they're saying because they want to put out these lies. It's straight up fabrication like you never seen before. It's really disgusting.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Vishal Singh, V-I-S-H-A-L-S-I-N-G-H. I was reporting on Saturday at the Wii Spa clash over transgender rights as I was filming the moment where the far right demonstrators and the far left demonstrators were about to meet. I was trying to cross the street to continue documenting, and LAPD pushed me to the sidewalk, and as I was filming with both hands, they took a baton and smashed my camera hand, which ended up fracturing it and damaging my camera. So I was just there in the capacity to document. I was backing away. I was complying with police commands, and I still had my hand fractured, and I was wearing my press credentials.
You know what? You know what? If he's out there to try to get footage to make police officers look bad, he's a member of Antifa. He's out there to try to cause problems, disruption. And if there's no way that the police officer, so he basically saying that the police officer just deliberately target him and went after him and hit him and broke his arm. He had to have been doing something. I was there. Why didn't they break my arm? Seriously, why didn't they break my arm? I'm a black man in LA. Of all places. Why didn't they break my arm? You know how they say that the police department is racist or taking orders from white supremacists? If the police officers are taking orders from white supremacists, everybody, how did I make it out of LA? Do you see how stupid this is? Do you see how ignorant and how demonic these progressives are? These progressives don't care about the truth. They don't care about reality.
Right. What's the name of your organization?
I'm independent, so. Just,
do you have a website?
Yeah, VPSreports.com. That just has independent reporting, articles, op-eds.
He's a journalist that was exercising his First Amendment right to inform all of us.
He's an activist. He's not a journalist. Journalists don't purposely go out and just document police officers to find out how they can discredit the police department. That's not a journalist. That's an activist.
What they do to him?
It was a targeted attack. It was an attack that was targeted against Vishal Singh, who documents and holds these LAPD officers accountable, and they did it intentionally to quell his First Amendment rights. So we're going to take action. We're filing a claim today, and we will be holding LAPD accountable for their egregious human rights violations. Now we'll hear from Alejandro.
So if you, and that's why I was asking everybody, if you're in LA, tag somebody, tag the LAPD, tag someone that you know that works in the LAPD, tag them all, because I want them to know that I support the LAPD. I was there. What they are saying here is blatantly lying. I mean, I'm pretty sure the LAPD had body cams, right? I'm pretty sure they had all body cams. So are they not really thinking this through? Are they not thinking this through? Are they not wondering that what they're on here doing all this lying? Are they not wondering if the police officers had body cams? Someone was recording it. Somebody had documentation of it. These people are lying.
Everyone, my name is Alejandro. As Christian's already stated, I was attending the protests at the Wii Spa to support our trans relatives. And during that moment, I was stabbed 3 times by a white supremacist.
His trans relatives
at the Wii Spa to support our trans relatives. And during that moment, I was stabbed 3 times by a white supremacist. Two occasions, LAPD refused to arrest the person that stabbed me and allowed him to get away. And we have not heard back from LAPD disinterested in what happened, instead of continuing to protect and uphold white supremacy. Thank you.
See, I mean, everything is white supremacy. Everything is white supremacy. I mean, seriously, if you want to fight against these grown pedophiles going into the locker room of little girls, You're a white supremacist. If you want to stand up for women's rights, you want to stand up for the human rights of little girls, you're a white supremacist. If you want to go against everything that is demonic, you are a white supremacist. What? This is like insane. Oh my goodness.
This is unacceptable. We cannot allow this to happen. Supporting white supremacists, they're supposed to serve and protect us, our community. And instead they allow white supremacists to stab a person and then let them get away? What's going on here?
So now we'll hear from Jessica, who was hit by a deadly projectile at close range, and she was almost killed by that deadly projectile, and she was hit by a baton in her arm.
So they're talking about bean bags and rubber bullets. I've been hit with a rubber bullet. The reason why they use these is because they're using non-deadly force. That's what it's all about, to get people to, hey, you're acting up. I'm going to pop you one time good here and you're going to stop because it's going to hurt. But they're trying to say the LAPD was trying to kill these sicko people.
Hi, friends. I'm Jess. So I was at the protest trying to protect trans rights, as we should. And I turned to my right and I saw Vishal. The cops love to target Vishal. They love to call them by name. They love to attack them. So I went over and I put my body between his with several other people, and they beat the shit out of us with their batons, with these
long batons too.
And they hit me in my arms, in my wrist. And then I got shot several times in the chest. And then when I was leaving, which they told us to do, I dispersed as I was told. I had to hop a gate to get out. At the top of that gate, they shot me in my ass. Like, from just below me, right in front of them. And they pointed at me, they said, I'm gonna get you. And I fell on my face, and other people fell on top of me, and it was a whole thing. Like, there's white supremacists with bats and knives, throwing bats at us. But you're mad at me because I'm in black? Because I'm protecting trans rights? It's ridiculous.
That, you know what? They're out there trying to act like, now all of a sudden, that they're victims. They're literally trying to act like they're victims when they're not victims. These people are straight up lying, like they weren't doing anything, like they weren't trying to be violent, like they weren't attacking police officers.
Were there any commands given from the officers to you or the other?
Oh yeah, there were commands given by the officers to disperse. As I'm dispersing, as I'm turning my back to walk away and I'm slammed on the ground and beat up, absolutely there's commands, but those commands aren't valid. There were commands, as they're hitting me, to move where I'm moving. Get on the sidewalk. As I'm standing on the sidewalk and you're beating me, it makes no sense. They'll command, but we're abiding by those commands.
That's a lie. That is 100% a lie. They never, ever listen to the police officers when they tell them to disperse. They never do. That's why they always end up in a conflict with police officers. She's lying.
Keep in mind, Judge Marshall has ordered the LAPD to stop using such projectiles. They're weapons. These aren't just little BB guns. These are weapons that could kill. And they've been told, stop doing it. There's an order in the federal district court. What are they doing? They're defying the order. So what happens? We have to step up and protect the people.
Right.
They're refusing to follow the law.
So were you the one that was hit by the beanbag round at close range when they were lined up there?
No.
Yeah, is that individual here who was shot at close range?
I don't know.
That was caught on cell phone video.
So she's contacted us, and you know, this is very hard. This is not easy to speak about. So this is what we're doing. Chief Michael Moore, we're calling you out. We're telling you that if you don't speak up against these human rights violations, we're gonna hold you accountable in court. So Chief Michael Moore, do the right thing. And Chief Michael Moore, acknowledge what you did.
Make sure y'all tag Chief Michael Moore in this video. Make sure y'all tag Chief Michael Moore in this video, because I support Chief Michael Moore and what he did, because the police officers did a phenomenal job. Take it from a black man that was in LA when this was going down. They did a phenomenal job. They did what they were supposed to do. Do not. And you know what? The only reason, and another reason why these evil people are attacking the LAPD and attacking police department the way they are is because they want the police department and police officers to back down, to cower down to the left. Do not do it. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. And if I have to come back out to LA to stand with these police officers, I will do that. I will do that. Stand your ground. Do not be intimidated by these thugs. That's the reason why they're doing this, because they want police officers removed throughout the country. So then that way they can have free reign and destroy and harm and kill anybody that they want to. Talking about Antifa.
Any questions?
How many people were injured at that event that you represented?
10 claimants at this time. 10. 10 claimants. So we might do it as a class action. We're still debating on whether or not we're going to proceed in that direction.
Many of the assailants, not LAPD, have been identified.
Don't get it confused. Many of the assailants that did other acts of violence were white supremacists. Okay? They're separate from the LAPD. They didn't have these weapons that they fired. Our one client that was stabbed in front of the LAPD had a duty and a responsibility to interject and intervene and protect them, and they failed to do that. So they're accountable for that as well.
But okay. Are you pursuing charges against them?
I'm sorry?
Are you pursuing charges against some of those people who...
Well, how could we... The LAPD has a responsibility. They're the law enforcement personnel. They're the ones that have to identify those people, bring them to court, and have the district attorney file charges against them.
The thing is, they did that very thing. They did, the people that standing behind you, the criminals that are with you there, they did that. They arrested the thugs, the ones that were being disruptive, and they took them to jail. They actually did that. It's crazy. Okay, so like I said, I have some more videos that I want to show you here, but I'm gonna take a couple phone calls here. One that I want to talk about is the corporate communists. See, I was going to title this broadcast corporate communists, because it's disgusting that how they're doubling down, these corporate communists. But before we do that, let's take a couple phone calls and get your opinion about all of this insanity. All right. First come, first serve. Let's see how it goes here. Dawson from Utah. Hey, Dawson, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, how's it going?
It's going.
I saw you in L.A. or last week, and that was crazy.
It was crazy.
Throwing rocks at you guys, and oh, my gosh, like, I was scared for you.
Man, you know, it's crazy. And then they do this press conference where they're blatantly lying. I mean, just straight up lying.
Oh, dude. You know... So I was at work today, and I found out a certain senator came to my work because they were doing a change of command, you know? Found out a certain senator was going to be there, but I obviously couldn't go up to him and tell him to screw off because I'd get fired for it.
Really? Does it happen to be a Republican senator?
It's Mitt Romney.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said a Republican senator, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd get in trouble for it. Not because in general, because it's on a military base and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to keep your livelihood. I get it.
Yeah, but did you ever watch that video I sent you?
Which one?
The one where the girl had like a cake and her family was celebrating like the birth of a child, saying she's bi and stuff like that.
I don't think I saw that one.
Can I send it to you? And is there any way you could show it to everybody? It's only like 30 seconds. There's no cursing in it, but it's crazy.
Okay. Yeah. Send it to me right now. Send it to me right now. Okay. And I'll tell my producer to grab it.
Yeah. It's
send it to me. I mean, you know what? There's so much crazy stuff going on. Like, I have a lot of videos to share with everyone tonight, and there's just so much crazy stuff going on. There's no way to keep up with all of it. It's crazy. But yeah, go ahead and send it to me.
I know. It's okay. I'm going to send it to you. Let's see. Yeah, but there was another one too. I don't know if you saw. There was another one of a man of a. I'll send you this one too. It was a man dressed up as a woman. Actually, I'm going to send you this one. This is the one I want you to watch instead, actually.
Okay, actually do this. Just put both of them in the same email. Just put both links in the same email and send it to me.
Okay.
All right. Hey, and thanks for calling me.
Okay, see ya.
All right, take care. All right, let's go to Dan from Mississippi. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, how's it going?
It's going.
So I was watching the stream when you were in Los Angeles this past weekend, and I remember seeing the guy on the crutch. It blows my mind. He says he was stabbed during there, yet you can plainly see he was walking around just fine. So automatically right there, it's like that should be an automatic questioning of what everything just said at the press conference. But, you know, of course, we're talking with people who literally see the first thing on TV that goes with their narrative and they don't say or research anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, that same guy that had that crutch, he walked up to us and first he was accusing me of taking, you know, tweeting about him and laughing at him. And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I've never even seen him before. I actually never saw him until this past weekend. But then he started targeting Josh because Josh is white. And he said, it was you. It was you. Like he just going down the line and picking people. It was you. You were talking about me. And his lips started quivering. He started getting angry. Like he wanted to hit Josh. And I'm like, please don't hit Josh. Please don't hit Josh. Because if he hit him in front of these other cops, I'm going to have to deck him. I'm serious. Because Josh is having some, he's having some personal issues where he's in no position to get in a physical fight. So he wasn't there for that. He wasn't doing it, but he was upset with him because he said that Josh tweeted about it and laughed about him. And Josh was like, prove it. But the guy couldn't even prove it. He was just picking somebody.
Right. And it the whole thing was just like, oh my God, I'm having trouble even saying it. Literally Antifa and whoever was there were literally protesting for a man exposing himself to women and children.
I mean, you know what? Just for you, just you even saying that don't even sound right, right? It's like,
I'm like, are we really, has morality just been that forsaken in the world?
Yes, it today? Has. Yes, it has. It's insane. This is the world we live in. And just the thought of it, it's like, that's the reality of it all. That these sicko people out there are fighting for that nonsense. It's crazy. It's crazy. Hey,
and
Dan.
They just say trans rights, and then it's automatically just okay in their head no matter what.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly. And they disregard all of the women rights and all the little girls rights. They just disregard it. Crazy. Hey, Dan, thank you so much for the call.
No problem.
All right, take care. All right, so let's go to another phone call. And I got some videos. Hey, Leia, thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Will. First thing, I felt for you last night. God bless you. I wrote it on your thing. I'm going through horrific things and have been for a long time. And besides worrying about the country, it really helped me what you said. I almost wasn't going to go to, I almost went to, then I said, what the heck is Will going on again? And I listened, and then you said that part about no matter what you're going through, give it to God, which is what I'm trying to do. And the part about the demonic activity, I think since my mother died and the events after her death, not her death, it was sad, but, you know, but after her death, I feel it was demonic, what was done to me, what happened. I have TMJ, and it's agony. Every day is agony. So those are my crosses that I have to bear, but you really helped me. Well, so thank you very much. And you're a godly good man. So don't get down on yourself. You can do what you can do. Now, the other thing is, this man, deadly force, and then I'll stop. I had another subject, but then I'll have gone too long. I cannot believe what wimps these people are. Like, I sit there. Okay. Like, I'm older now, but when I was in the Army, we had to get gas for part of our training. You got tear gas. I wish I was healthy enough to be tear gas now. They act like this is like, you know what I mean? All this non-deadly force. I'm not saying you should, you know, do that for no reason, but if somebody tear gases and disperses the crowd, how is this a horrible, awful cruelty if people are demonstrating?
Because, you know, they say this because they're upset because they don't have free reign to just be destructive. That's why they're saying that. Because they can't tear up everything. They can't attack everybody the way they want to. It becomes a problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. God forbid, you know, the way these people are, you know, how do they, like I said, I'll save the rest of it for the next time I talk. There's another subject. But we had to stand there. I think you were in the military. You have to stand there and let yourself get tear gassed. And then you go out of there. Some people vomit. Some people don't. Your eyes sting. And you just, like, run away. And if you don't want to get gassed again, don't do bad things again.
Exactly. Exactly. It's really,
God bless.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah. All right. Take care. Yeah. It's really that simple. It is really that simple, you know, and like Jay McCaney always said, when you do stupid things, expect to get stupid results. Seriously, that's what's going to happen. And you know what? They're unable, and I'm talking about the left, the entire left, really, they're not capable of comprehending that if you do wrong things, that wrong things will happen back at you. They just don't understand that. They can't comprehend it. All right, I'm going to take another phone call. Then I'm going to show you this video, how the corporate communists are doing. All right, we have a new caller here. 1713 is the last four. 1713 is the last four. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, caller. Going once.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gina from Kentucky.
You said Gina?
Yes.
Hello, Gina. Thank you for calling me. What you got?
I wanted to say that I was thinking about the military and the whole woke thing.
Uh-huh.
And I called one of my friends. He's been in the military 26 years, retired. And I asked about, is the military going woke? And there was a long pause, and he said, can you be more specific?
Really?
And I was like, wow. That told me everything I needed to know.
Yeah, seriously.
it was very sad. It was sad.
Oh, wow.
About made me cry. I was like, wow, 26 years.
You know what? It's really scary because that's exactly how the country is going to go down. And there's still people out there trying to say the military is in control and just wait for the plan. Wait for the plan. And the plan is to destroy the country. That's the plan. And a lot of these people keep saying, wait for that plan to take place. Wait for it to happen. Wait for it to happen. And then some of them come out and say, well, there's the military split. You know, I hear them, but they've been completely false all this time. And the military is, I hate to say it, it's these generals. And the people listen to the commanding officer. Or they get court-martialed. It's
right,
horrifying.
Right, right.
It's horrifying.
Yeah, the military is not in control. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, another thing at my grandkids' daycare. I'm talking daycare, like 6, 7-year-olds.
Okay, daycare.
There was a daycare in Kentucky. There was a boy that thinks he's a girl, waited to go in line to the girls' bathroom. And only one little girl spoke up and said, hey, there's a boy trying to go into our bathroom. That happened. Why are parents doing that to their children?
Because it's demonic.
Why would you?
Because it's
at
demonic.
6, 7 years old.
It's demonic. They're doing it because it's demonic. Because they know that God would not approve of that. So these demonic demons have possessed these parents and these people to push it onto our children like this in the last days.
It's
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
So, yeah. Hey, Gina, thank you so much for the call.
All right. Thank you, Will.
That's just crazy. These people are demonic. They're demons. It's disgusting. Okay, so corporate communism. Corporate communists. And a lot of it has to do with, like, you know, Twitter. Now, do y'all know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is? She's actually a really close friend of mine. She actually called me while I was in L.A. and I was trying to get to where she was, but the L.A. traffic prevented me from getting there. But she's really a close friend of mine. She has my phone number. Every now and then she'll call me. But that's not the point. The point is she's trying to just have a press conference. Say whatever it is she wants to say. She's a member of Congress. She should be able to have a press conference and should be anywhere. She's not calling for violence. She's not advocating for it. She didn't even hint for it. Now, she has talked about the left and how violent they are and how despicable the left is. She has talked about that. If the left is not so violent, then how about they stop doing all this violent stuff? And then we'll stop talking about it. But she decided to have a press conference and Twitter decided to take her down. Why? Twitter, to my understanding, what she says, Twitter, let me just play the video. It's disgusting.
This man is the highest paid employee in the federal government, more than the president of the United States. Yet, he's not elected. And his words have guided this nation and how many elected officials in cities and states and our federal government has made decisions that have affected all of our lives. But my voice needs to be suspended and banned on Twitter for talking about these things? That's wrong. Do you know where this happens in the world, everyone? Communist China. When China doesn't like someone, when they don't like what they're saying, they don't like their political beliefs, and they don't agree with them, they silence them. And you know, that's what happened on Twitter.
China.
Acting like corporate communists.
China.
When we have social media platforms.
China.
When we have any kind of organization.
China.
Silencing our voices simply because they don't agree or they don't like it and they don't like the discussion. That's a violation of our First Amendment, our free speech.
That's exactly what it is. It's a violation. And I hear it right now. I can hear it right now from the left. These are private tech companies. These are private businesses. They get to make all the rules that they want and how they want to see fit with it. And it's only these anti-American leftists that say this. Death is the private company. They should be able to do or censor anybody they want to. But the problem with your stupidity is that these tech companies have been working with the government to silence people. So as soon as they started working with the government, them being a private company went out the window. As soon as they agreed to that Section 230, the private thing went out the window. When they started deciding if they are acting like publishers, it went out the window. Anytime you have a company that's listening to the government and they're implementing stuff onto the American people based on what the government is saying, that company is now a part of the government, you stupid liberals. And yes, I'm calling you stupid, because soon as they get done with all of the conservatives, who do you think is next? Stupid liberal. Who do you think is next? See, you can't even comprehend what I'm saying because you're too dumbed down. You're too stuck on yourself to realize what is actually happening here. And you're not even liberals because, you know, liberals supposed to be about liberty. You're not about liberty at all. You're demonic progressives. That's the biggest problem in this nation. Progressives. Progressives hate reality. They hate what is right. They hate the truth. They can't stand the truth. Here's a prime example of the government working with these tech companies to censor people.
Well, we're reviewing that, and certainly they should be held accountable. And I think you've heard the president speak very aggressively about this.
And they're talking about tech companies. Let me start over one more time. They're talking about tech companies being held accountable and how they're going to work with tech companies to try to censor people from just having a basic conversation unless it lines up with their way of demonic thinking.
Well, we're reviewing that, and certainly they should be held accountable. And I think you've heard the president speak very aggressively about this. He understands this is an important piece of the ecosystem. But it's also the other thing the president has pointed out and spoke to when he was asked about this yesterday is it is also the responsibility of the people creating the content. And again, I would go back to, you know, there are conservative news outlets who are creating irresponsible content that's sharing misinformation about the virus that's getting shared on these platforms.
See, there it is. They're not talking about liberals, because see, all the liberals have this demonic thing about them. Let's just picture right now, if this was the mark of the beast, all of the liberals right now would be jumping on it, because that's who's going to be doing it. The liberals, they're going to embrace the mark of the beast, because the left, these progressives, hate God. These progressives are going to say the mark of the beast. They're not going to say the mark of the beast. It'll be something else that they'll say. It'll be something else, because if they come out and straight say the mark of the beast, these progressives know that the Christians that they have brainwashed will not comply with it. It becomes like, oh, wait a minute, that's going too far. So they'll call something else. But these progressives, they're going to embrace the mark of the beast. We see it happening right now in our world today with something else that they embrace. They're embracing it, and they're telling everybody, and if you want to live, you have to embrace what we're telling you. If you want to live, well, I'm telling y'all this. I'd rather die than live in bondage. Seriously. Seriously. I'm not going to go out there and just end my life or anything like that. And if you see Will Johnson did anything like that, believe me, you, I didn't do it. But these people don't care about the truth. These people lie to everybody to control everybody. And all of a sudden, you have to do this if you want to live. You have to do this if you want to live. Like they have the answer to your salvation. That's how they're acting. These people believe that they are the light in the world when they're nothing but demonic demons. And for someone to get caught in a blatant lie, who do you think that is? Someone just got caught in a blatant lie. And Rand Paul calls this person out for this blatant lie. And then he turns around and tries to say that Rand Paul is the one that's lying. Now, any other time, if I went to before Congress and I said XYZ to Congress, and then they call me back in there because of what I said was not true, was not factual, and I was trying to hide something, you know, they would put me in jail. But because these people, these progressives, have this demonic, sinister way about them, they will protect the demons alike. You've heard it. President Trump said the Democrats, they stick together no matter what. You know why? Because they protect the demons no matter what. Listen to this exchange.
Now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a sub-award from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself.
I totally resent.
This committee
resent,
will allow the witness to respond.
I totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, It is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it.
It is molecularly.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain of function research was going on in that lab and NIH funded it.
That is
not. Get away from it. It meets your definition and you are obfuscating the truth.
I'm not obfuscating the truth. You are the one.
Time is expired, but I will allow the witness to.
Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists. Those viruses are molecularly impossible
no one's
to result
they are. No
in
one's
SARS-CoV-2.
Those viruses caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying.
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Y'all remember? Now, I'm not going to, you know, I just wanted to play it. I'm not going to add any more to that because they really come down on you. Y'all make the decision. Y'all make the decision on what just took place there. Somebody's lying. And all I say is, like I said before, if I went before Congress and I said one thing and then had to go back and I'm saying another thing, they put me in jail. That's all I'm going to say about it. Who y'all going to believe? Now, when I open up the phone lines again, I'm not going to take, I don't want to talk about the vaccine. Maybe I shouldn't ever even played it. I don't want to talk about it. I just wanted y'all to see that if y'all hadn't seen that. Because somebody's lying. Somebody's absolutely lying. All right, so I'm going to play one more video before we go into that. Because everyone should be able to hear me on the line right now. Do not bring up the vaccine, okay? Y'all just saw it. Y'all can go and y'all can chat about it or whatever like that. But I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to talk about this next thing here. That was just an interlude. I just wanted to play that for y'all so y'all can see it. When I open up the phone lines, I want to talk about this next subject. I want to talk about the subject of the white supremacy, how the left is always blaming white supremacy. And when it comes to police officers, and this is part of the reason why I asked everyone to tag the LAPD, tag all the police departments, whatever city that you're living in. And I'm still asking you to do it. If you haven't done it, tag any police officer, tag any police department, even tag the military, tag the first responders, anyone that you know, tag them in this video right now. Because see, the only way that we can get the message out there that people are like out there like me that support these people is that you have to share it with them. If you're not sharing it with them, they'll never know because they listen to the liberal media or they only get sound bites from the media and they never know that there are people out there like me that support them. So if you haven't tagged the police department or hashtag, you know, do at the police department or hashtag, do both. Do at, then the police department, like LAPD, whatever their at sign is. Sometimes it'll populate on its own, but just do it that way. And then do another one. Do hashtag LAPD. Do both of them. All of them. Whatever city and state that you're living in, do that. And the main reason why is because if I'm out someplace and I see a police officer having a conflict with somebody, I'm going to help the police officer. I'm going to be an asset to the police department. Do you understand that? Anyone who's listening, I'm going to be an asset to the police department. Many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Not to get into it, but I am happy to be an asset to the police department. Look at this. This is on the highway somewhere where a police officer is having a conflict with a black man. And there's another white man that's surrounding him. That's helping the police officer. This is what it means when we say back to blue. And this is what we need to do. Support the men and women in blue. But now, the guy that's holding the camera, he's a black man too. Listen to this. So the black man on the side of the freeway here, and he looked like he's fighting. He don't have a shirt on, have pants on, don't look like he have any shoes on, and he's punching a police officer. And now the other guys are right up on top of him, and they wrestle him down into the grass on the side of the freeway. The four, it looked like four white guys on top of this black guy now. Let me take it back, because I want you to hear what the black guy that has the phone is, what he says.
Man, get this f***ing ass.
Yeah, here it is. The black guy that's holding the phone is telling these four white men to get this other black man because the black man is doing something wrong. That's it. And now I can hear it right now. I can hear it right now. I can hear these anti-human being people, the anti-God people calling in and say, well, that's the same thing that the black man did for the slave masters. Saying, get him, get him. No, you have someone committing a crime. They're doing something. He clearly was punching the police officer. He's disrupting the freeway. He's out there with no shirt on, no socks, no shoes. Seriously. This is what you're supposed to do. Apprehend him. They're not trying to kill him. They're just trying to take him down so he'll stop being violent. But they don't see it that way. Their minds are twisted. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.